Did the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, get off in a legal way this time?
Oh, yeah, that's what you did there.
No pun intended. Actually, yeah, every bit of that pun was intended.
Totally intended, yes.
So here's the deal, and I asked if we could get our official attorney on because I don't know. I feel like he's getting some special treatment here because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, like a rich person celebrity treatment.
Yeah, but maybe this is what would happen if you were just the average Joe.
If he was... Gary Kraft, not Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and you were in Florida because that seems about right.
Now,
right.
Are all the guys getting this option?
Yeah, so the guys, all the high profile men who are included in the
So only the high profile men.
Well, the rich ones.
The rest of them don't get this?
As far as I know,
I thought they all did. The
wealthy were getting this plea deal.
Okay.
So Robert Kraft, in case you are not familiar, about a month ago was caught in a prostitution sting, like sex trafficking ring, sting, whatever you want to call it, in a strip mall in Florida. It was called Orchids of Asia Day Spa. And Robert Kraft, who's 77 years old, was seen on camera.
Allegedly. He hasn't been convicted.
Okay, fine, but the video footage exists.
Yeah, but have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've read it. I've read it in great detail.
Yeah, but he's not been convicted.
Okay. Look, are we going to do this for everything? How can we talk about anything?
If this were not the Patriots,
you'd be like, oh my God, where's Katie? Google the video.
Right.
But because it's the Patriots, you're all like, allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are.
If there's somebody from like a competitor radio station, you'd be like, guilty right away.
But pervs. It like may or may not have happened.
Were you there?
Right.
You can say that about anything.
Seriously.
Have you ever been to outer space? No. You've only seen pictures. You don't know if they're fake.
Yeah, you don't know. But anyway, sources say that prosecutors are willing to drop the criminal charges if Robert Kraft agrees to a bunch of, quote, embarrassing punishments. Those embarrassing punishments would be completing a course about prostitution. Like, he has to go to prostitution school.
Prostitution class, okay.
He has to complete 100 hours of community service, and he would also have to submit to an STD test. Now, I ask you, is that embarrassing?
Well, I think the whole thing, he's already embarrassed. He's already embarrassed.
This is a bizarre to me kind of plea agreement. I also heard that he has to admit that he would have been found guilty.
Correct. If it went to trial.
See, I think he should fight it. For one, because there could be implications with the NFL if he does that, right?
Yeah, I think even if he pleads, I think there still could be.
And I think they dropped the charges, literally.
Well, they will.
There's been people in the NFL, though, that have had no criminal charges or charges have been dropped, and the NFL still suspends them and fines them. You don't have to be found guilty in it. The NFL can do whatever they want. Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, so, it's worse when you're found guilty, but they can.
Because they're private.
I mean, Tom Brady got suspended. He didn't break a law.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But we do have, we do?
Yeah, we do have our official attorney. Mm-hmm.
Official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Lisa, is this, what is going on here?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, believe it or not, this is pretty standard for... A first time for a guy like Kraft, so he's a first time offender with no prior criminal record. And these are misdemeanor charges. So, you know, misdemeanor charges are not very serious. It is exceedingly rare for someone to see any jail time who stands in his shoes. You know, first time offender, no prior record. And all of these guys, there were 25 total, all of them were offered this same deal. And it's really, with prostitution charges, usually the men really don't get a very hefty punishment. It's usually the people they're going after are usually the prostitutes themselves, and even more so the traffickers that are behind them. And so oftentimes the customers don't get much of a punishment. And some people see that as, you know, well, that's just a sexist thing. The women get punished and they don't. And really, you know, there may be some truth to that as far as these laws go way, way back in our history. But it is very common for these folks to not really get any kind of serious sentence. The interesting thing here is that aside from all of the usual conditions of community service and things like that, they're essentially asking these folks, and I think this is really aimed at Kraft, they're asking them to essentially sign a written admission that they have reviewed all the evidence and that they would have been found guilty had they gone to trial.
Now, let me ask you this. If he were to not sign an admission and he says no to the deal and they have video evidence of him performing these or having these acts performed on him in this prostitution sting, I mean, that's bad, too.
And what the prosecutors are saying is that they actually have the sex act on videotape, and they are allegedly, it is very clear, as you guys said, allegedly. I haven't seen it.
Right.
But The other thing that would help him out in this situation is if he accepts this plea agreement, those videotapes will become sealed and they will never be made public. Mm. And so, you know, because if you're this guy, you know, you don't want those tapes. You know, if he does not accept the deal and it goes forward, there's no sealing of that evidence. And ultimately, somebody can get their hands on that. Wow. And talk about embarrassing, you know. I think he's going to be better off if he says, I'm sorry, and does that whole spin thing. I think we've talked about it on the air before, where they spin it like he has serious problems, he needs help, he's getting treatment, you know, he's got a sex addiction, whatever. You know, you do that spin thing where you try to paint him to be this guy that's got these problems, and he's sorry, and he's getting help. And maybe, like you said, maybe he makes a donation to one of these groups. And, you know, and probably really, probably he didn't think it through. You know, like a lot of these guys who solicit prostitutes are really ignorant about the connection between prostitution and child trafficking and human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he could say, wow, you know, I didn't know, and I'm really sorry, and I want to help now. And I think that would help his position in the public eye and with regard to the NFL as well.
Well, and what are the odds or the likelihood of that law changing? Because I don't like it one bit that the person who's soliciting and who's going to these people for a sex act don't get in trouble.
Yeah, well,
I think that's like supply and demand. They wouldn't be doing that sort of thing.
But that's like the drug dealer. They typically go after the drug dealer more than the one.
I mean, I understand that, but this is like when it comes to children in the sex trafficking.
I don't know if there's children in this one or not.
Maybe not in this one, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, but you want, you know, if you nip out all the drug dealers, mm-hmm. that's going to do, I would think, a lot better for society than just trying to go after every single person that wants to go buy drugs.
But there's also, if you're the one who's buying the drugs, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
if you're
there,
the one
there
that has
drugs
on you, you're going to get in trouble.
If you look at a lot of the police things, it's usually the drug dealer.
Yeah, they'll get rid of that too. But if there's more of a deterrent.
Yeah.
Deterrent after the source.
Mm. And the thing I think they'll solve the whole problem is if the Patriots don't make the playoffs, because apparently he went on the AFC Championship day. He was so stressed out. So just be a mediocre team. You ain't got to worry about it.
You're not the public eye as much.
No.
He has donated hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to charities.
Your agenda.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael Jackson did too. Yeah, I'm not equating the two, but. Yeah. Just because you donate to charity doesn't mean you're a good
person.
Lots of good people donate to charity.
I'm sorry, there is a big difference between
I said they're not the same, but I'm
saying
a quick example would be, I'm sure he donates tons to charity too. I mean, that doesn't give you a right to do whatever you want.
I think in Kraft's case, he is a better guy that he donated millions of dollars to charities than didn't over
you
what has happened.
You are partial. Because
you
do
not
like,
agree with that?
I don't think just because you have donated a lot of money to charity makes you a good human being.
I didn't say that. But it definitely makes him better. Is it better that he donated millions of dollars to a charity and got caught up in this? Or if he never donated anything?
Maybe he's donating because he's been doing it all along and he feels guilty.
I don't think he feels guilty.
Were you there when he donated to charity?
Yeah, were you?
Have you seen the check?
Have
you seen it clear out
of
the bank accounts? Have you seen the 501c?
It's all speculative.
All conjecture. Lisa, can you throw that out of court, what he just said? Strike it from the record. As always, she's great. Official attorney, Lisa. Of Jared and Katie in the morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.